You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back in the studio. It's a Monday. I'm not going to lie. When we're recording, it's a Monday, which I like. It like kind of sets the week, you know?
Yes.
What's up? I'm here with Andrea Lopez, the one and only.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Big Wigs. Welcome to Big Wigs. I'm Anna Roisman. I still sound a little manly, you know?
There's
a little low cut there, but I like
Whenever I get a cold, it turns into a sinus infection, and then I'm fully on like amoxicillin for like 20 years. So...
Welcome to my fall. Literally every fall.
It's the changing of the seasons.
I guess. And I don't know what season it is. You know, I'm like still feeling summer.
I know, me too.
In terms of, well, you're very fall today.
I walked in here and I go, listen, I got the blazer. I got the leather blazer. I got the boots.
I'm
treating it like fall.
Still like she could go to a pool later. You don't know?
She could.
You're kind of dressed spring a little.
I'm into it.
It
feels like spring out, you know?
No, yeah, you're right.
If the sun is shining, I will like take to the clothing I feel is appropriate for
of
that.
Of course.
You know, some people like put away, you know, like swap out clothes and
put away.
Like I've never done that.
Well, that's
maybe because I don't have
like
the space
of suburban life. Yeah, that's like let's go down to the basement and go get our bins of winter clothing and then switch. But
right.
You know, that's not really New York.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Unless you live upstate.
Yeah.
You know, but in the city, you're not switching. You kind of are just getting stuff from under your bed.
1,000%. How are you? How was your weekend at a wedding? Dre was like, quit my job. We're going to be friends again. We're hanging out. We're making videos. She's like, but we'll be out of town for a wedding this weekend. Bye.
Another wedding.
After this weekend.
I'm gone, but keep going.
You're gone this weekend?
I'm leaving Sunday. For la 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 land.
This is over. No,
I'll be back in a couple weeks.
We have a party to get to tonight, so we'll just get a lot of time in this week.
We will, before you leave. Yeah.
Again.
How was the wedding?
Wedding was great. It was very emotional. It was for one of Nick's college friends, and it was, he was marrying his husband. It was two men, and one of them comes from a very Catholic upbringing with five children. He's the last to get married. So it was an emotional time for him because...
You did say emotional. When I go, how was the wedding? She texted, it was an emotional one. I was like, what?
The vows were very intense. It was in Hudson, New York. Gorgeous. About 2 hours north on an Amtrak.
Pretty.
So, you know, peeped some trees. It was very nature-esque. They got married, if you know Hudson, in the Basilica. It's this huge, restored, very chic, urban farm kind of building.
Cool.
Gorgeous. But it was very emotional because as soon as like they walked out, he walked out with his parents and then his significant other walked out. I mean, people were just crying. There was literally not a dry eye in the house. And I do not say that just as a
saying.
That's
nice. Does that make you cry? Or are you like feeling
I always cry at weddings.
Do you?
Always. I hate to say that I'm emotional because you guys know, I'm not in tune. Like I need to be brought out. My emotion needs to be brought out of me. But for weddings, I'm crying.
Wow.
I am crying like a freaking baby. So this was very emotional. And they wrote their own vows and it was, and then each of the parents spoke during the reception. And I don't know. It was just, I guess it's like coming out story. It was hard. And Nick was like, I remember when he called me and he came out. It was like really emotional. You know, so it's beautiful that they found love and they're also the sweetest and funniest humans ever. So
that's nice.
Good to see love, you know?
We love love.
We love love.
And I don't think I cry at weddings.
Does
that mean?
No, not at all. Some people just, it doesn't
affect
you.
You know someone's going to come and be like, Anna's such a cold-hearted bitch. Why is she crying at a wedding?
I don't know if it's my hormonal imbalances, but Anna is not sweet.
I will tell you, I do cry I've cried
funerals.
Sure, I guess I'd cry at a funeral. Those are sad even to think about. I cry every time I watch American Idol auditions and they get through.
But not at weddings?
Jesus, Mary and Joe. What? Okay.
And if you know me, you know that makes sense.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You have to go like deep and understand what is emotional about the certain thing. So for you, is it you seeing your dream with
just like
American Idol?
Yeah, like that's it. They're going to Hollywood, you know? That is it. Like, they did it. You
that
know?
Makes me, I mean, America's Got Talent, when they do the sob story and then they of do all the course. Judges being like, ah, I yeah. cry too.
When the chairs turn around on The Voice, please, are you kidding cry. Me? Hand me a tissue. I'm like, they t- when the mom's watching from the room and she's like,
that gets me going.
Gets me going. Also, I've been crying at every episode of Golden Bachelorette.
I think you and the whole world. Everybody's been raving about it. I may tune in.
You know, it's not that much to catch up on. I'll say that. It's not like a Love Island where it's like, yeah, it's just episodes. 7 nights a week, you know, 3 hours a night. Like, no big deal. Like, just like you go home and you watch it every night. Like, it's not like that. It's a once a week show.
Yeah.
You I can know? Handle. You could handle it. You still have time, too, before like hometowns or fantasy suites or a finale. You know, there's still time. So it is a good time, I would say. I don't work for ABC. I should, you know.
You really need to get up in their DMs.
I am honestly DMing Golden Bachelorette and Bachelor, and I'm going to be like, what can I do for you besides get old and get star on the show? You know what I mean?
Like, we love the merch and all the branding that they send.
Love
it. But you know, a couple dollars would go a long way.
Oh my God, I need that Golden Bachelorette sweatshirt, because the Golden Bachelor sweatshirt that I have is like kind of not cute anymore because it's not on.
It's outdated.
And Gary is already divorced. So it's like,
that story didn't go over well.
Who am I repping now? Yeah, right, it didn't. Right. It didn't go over well. Anyway, wait, you were in Hudson, New York. I was in Philly this weekend. So I wasn't here either. I'm not going to lie. It was Yom Kippur.
Yeah, what the? Giving me shit.
It was Yom Kippur. I went home.
Yes, it was the holiday. Well, actually, this is not really a holiday. You consider it a holiday, but it's more of a...
No, it is a holiday. It's the biggest holiday of the whole year.
Yeah.
It's my landlord was like, it's more of a reflection time.
It's not a happy holiday, I think.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
But it's a holiday.
Yeah.
It's probably the most religious day of the year.
Okay, Lent. I'm thinking it's Lent like Easter. Like for a long time, you're repenting, you're reflecting, and then it's Easter.
Mm.
Similar?
This is just a day. I mean, like in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you repent for your sins. But like Yom Kippur, you really kind of, you can kind of knock them out just all in a day. You know what I mean? Like sin,
wrap
sin,
it all
sin.
In.
Yeah, how much fast. Sinning have you done?
Fast and we're done. Oh my God, I laughed so hard. My mom's like my best family friends. He's like my uncle, and we're sitting in synagogue, and he's looking at the book, at the prayer book, you know, and he's like, wow. He's like, I'm like 90% of the sins this year. This is the most sinning I've ever done. And he's like, one day washed away, you know, like
clean slate.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was, I went to synagogue on Saturday. I will say it was weird having the holiday on a Saturday, you know, because usually the Jewish holidays are wherever they fall, and you're like, you get a day to like, you know, miss everything. And it was like, oh, wait, it's Saturday. I kept thinking like it was Sunday, you know, the whole day.
Right.
Whatever. But it was nice to be with my parents. My mom like loves to make like an elaborate meal. Like,
of course.
So Friday night we ate a big meal before we fasted on Saturday. And then we break the fast at my like aunt and uncle family friend's place. And it was nice. It was nice. I will say Friday night my mom had this fresh tuna. She has a fish guy. Okay. Of course. My mom, my mom is one of those people. My mom would never cheap out on any food. Okay.
Right. Like, she shouldn't, actually.
She really, you know, and she knows where she likes things, and she'll go to 20 different stores to make one meal. You know what I mean? Because she likes the produce at this place, but she gets this piece of fish at this place, and she likes the, you know, fucking potatoes at that place. I don't know. Like, she's just
I love
particular.
That. Yeah. No, I really do love that, and I aspire to be that. But, like, one grocery trip is exhausting. It's taxing. Yeah.
She, you know, and I think I'm very similar to her in that way, where I'm like, I will not buy an apple at this store, but I will here. You know what I mean? Like, maybe an apple's a bad example, but you understand what I'm saying. So Friday night, she had this really fresh tuna. She got a fish guy. This is a guy who sells fish off the back of his truck that she met in the pandemic. You know,
this is who she trusts? Okay.
She loves the fish guy. He sells goods. He's got great stuff. I've had all of the products. She's been buying it for years now. So her fish guy had this fresh tuna, and she wasn't sure if she wanted to buy it because we were having branzino, but she was like, I got some tuna. And it was really nice looking tuna. And I was like, ooh, let me make like a spicy tuna tartare, you know, like a quick and easy. I could dice that up, put a little spice. You know, I know how to make a spicy tuna tartare.
Sounds delicious, actually.
I don't like spicy tuna. I was like, okay, well, that's what, it'll be good. You'll like it. I know she would.
Right.
She goes, no, I want it like this one restaurant, you know, like, it's like more of like, you know, like a ponzu Asian, like,
okay,
flavor. I was like, okay. So she Googles it. My mom loves to do this. She Googles the recipe of a restaurant tuna tartare that she likes. She's like, you know, over the layer of avocado. Now we're getting
Actually, I'm imagining exactly what she's thinking. And this,
I mean, I worked in all these restaurants that had these. I know exactly the tuna tartare she wants. I'm like, okay, I know what you want, but like, ugh, that's a lot more stuff. So she's like, don't worry, I'm gonna have Richard make it. My dad's really good at following a recipe and making something. He's a baker, but like in terms of cooking, you know, you can give him anything. He's good. And so she prints out this recipe. It's like 40 ingredients. And so she goes to the store. She buys all the things they're missing. There's like sesame oil and this kind of soy sauce and this kind of ginger and this kind of wasabi. Like everything is like laid out. It's like 20 things. It's like my dad's whole afternoon. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
by the time you make this, I'm not even hungry. I mean, it's wore off.
It was delicious, but it was really funny. And I looked at him. I was like, mine was a 4-ingredient hit, honey. Mine would have been like, doon, doon, doon. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, well, your mom wants what she wants. And
so, I'm going to have to make it for her.
I know. And then she had leftover. And I was like, well, we're fasting. And I don't eat raw tuna 2 days later. So, girl,
who's eating it?
Yeah. She gives all her food, her leftovers to the homeless. So someone got a really nice tuna tartare.
Sometimes I worry, though, about the giving to certain people. They don't want your
nice stuff.
Yeah, they don't. They have a couple things in their mind. Like, I've given some really nice sushi, and they're like, what is this? I'm not eating this. Where'd you get this from? Like, as if I'm giving them rotten.
Like, you're doing something wrong.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
So,
who knows?
I wasn't there. It's a touchy thing there.
I just said you can't give this to anyone 2 days later. You can give it to them today.
Right.
I'll give you a day. But like a raw fish, I don't know. You know, I don't even like sushi day after. Like maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
I've eaten airport sushi and I don't know how old that shit is.
Tuesday. Yeah. Saturday. Tuesday to Saturday. Something like that.
I don't know how the lifespan is, but they
sometimes
got a lot of
you even look at it,
there.
You're just like, looking at it makes me sick.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, you know what? You look good and you're still here. So it didn't
affect
you.
Me that Thank much. Goodness,
it didn't fuck you over. Yeah. I got to say one thing because we mentioned I'm going to LA. I'm going to be in LA this weekend, or next week. But I'm doing a show next Thursday night in LA at the Regent with my friend Tom Hearn. And then we'll be in San Diego next Sunday night at House of Blues Voodoo Room in San Diego. So if you're in either of those areas, I don't know anyone in San Diego. I'm not going to lie.
I think I know a couple people.
Oh my God, please send them my way because I don't know anyone and I want to know some people there. You know what I mean? So if you're in town in LA or San Diego, West Coast, honey, come support live comedy and see my show.
It's hard enough to get people in the seats. So go to the show.
Come to the show. One night only.
You know Anna's incredible, but Tom, he's just got some bangers. You got to see it live. You have to see his nipples live because he wears a very revealing top. It's mesh.
So funny. I was like, oh, does he? And what? And I remember
he
does at the end.
You know the number.
He does. Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be super fun. So come out. Okay. Thank you for letting me get that business out of the way. I'm nervous. Absolutely. You know, I hate producing shows. I hate it.
That's the worst part of it because you're the talent. You shouldn't have to be putting asses in
seats. I'm the talent. God damn it.
I don't do any of this.
I'm a bigwig.
Administrative stuff.
Yeah. What the fuck?
That's the thing.
Wait, congrats to your family. Your parents, you said, celebrated a big anniversary.
Thank you. 40 years.
Damn.
You know, the funny thing about anniversaries is if you're not in the actual marriage itself, what the fuck are you taking credit for? You did nothing.
You know what? You did. You supported them. Like if you were a monster child, they might not be married. You know?
Right.
There you go.
Through thick and thin. I just think it's amazing. 40 years.
Make it about you.
You're right. You're so welcome, mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well, they do. My mom often says that the one thing that keeps them together is their children. And now that we're not there, she's like, and what do we have left?
Oh, no.
So we are very much a family unit when we're all together. And so I think it's really hard for couples to have the kids leave the nest because then they're just staring at each other like, now what, bitch? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But I just want to say congrats to any couple that have lasted longer than 10 years, honestly. It's a testament. You're crazy.
Is 10, under 10, you're really just like unimpressed?
Yeah.
Good for you. You got to make it to 10 to get in Andrea's like.
I get the itch around 3 years, personally.
Yeah.
Married or not married. But you start looking at the person and you go.
I think 3 years is.
3 years
like tough. Jared had 2 3-year relationships before me. I think 3 years is a good cutoff for a lot of people.
It is. It is. I think things get a little bit more serious. I think you start meeting the significant others. Mm-hmm. You're really intertwining in the lives of each other. If you haven't had kids yet. My parents had a kid like bingo, bango.
Same.
Same there. You know? And I always think about this. I'm like, you guys didn't even let. There was no time for you to question anything. It was like, well, we're doing this.
Right. They didn't even have like years of like. Just them traveling, hanging out.
It's kind of beautiful in a way.
Beautiful?
No, it is. So just to do it, right? Just to have the kids and start your life.
In it. There you go.
And
figure
I
it out.
That I should have led with that, because me with a lot of time on my hands, not good.
Because you can think about things and you can like go back and forth in your head. Like, what do I really want?
I think that's the issue with a lot of people nowadays. And I think it's good because now people are taking a lot of time to really find their person. But we're also waiting a lot of time.
People are waiting too long.
They're waiting a little too long.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
They are, really are.
Or they're just, they have this image in their head, or these, you know, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And no one's going to check off all those things.
Yep.
I come back to that all the time. And you have to really think about what are the top five and really just like live on those, because your list is going to be 20 long. And ain't nobody going to do that all the 20.
And it's got to be for you. I think a lot of people put like, you know, well, what's the best for my family or their family or this and that.
Right.
And I always think like, I'm not dating someone's family. I'm not like dating your friends. Like if you're the person, yes, it's nice if those things all work out for you. But if not, like that's not that shouldn't be the deal breaker, because it's your life with that person.
Right.
And I don't know.
It really should just be you two thinking about what you're benefiting from each other.
Right. Do you guys align on certain things? Do you want the same things in the future? Do you guys like have the same aesthetic in terms of your apartment and this and that? I see so many videos of people being like, oh God, like this person.
We just like don't match at all. There are styles. Like, it's not about that really.
Seriously.
One person will handle the aesthetics. One person will handle, you know what I mean? It's like a give and take. But I don't know how my parents did it. I think if they were to do it all over again, they would end up with each other, even though they would say we're not meant for each other, but they are.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So 40 years.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Did they do anything fun for it? Did they like go to dinner or something?
They did. They went to a Spanish restaurant in Ocean City, Maryland, because they're there right now.
Nice.
So I called in. I had a little drinks already pre-planned, had some dessert sent over.
Oh, girl.
I wanted to pay for the whole dinner, but it was a little pricey.
That's okay. That's so nice of you.
So first round on me and desserts. And then my brother wanted to order a bottle of champagne. And I was like, go for it. Do it.
Let's just get mom and dad fucking wasted tonight.
I think that's what he was going for. So I just, anybody who's been married that long, I don't know how you do it. Amazing to you.
My parents are like almost that.
Yeah. Aren't they?
Yeah. They're all, I think they're 38, 39 years. Yes.
Oh, they're right there.
Yeah.
Amazing to me. Kudos. I love you guys. And mom and dad, I love you so much. Thanks for staying together.
Oh my God. Cut this and send this to her parents. We need to. This is so
I
nice.
I cried on the phone with my mom and she was like, okay, thank you for saying that. I was like, hey, you guys really showed us so much love.
That's so nice, Dre. Look, her emotions are really coming out this weekend. The weddings, the anniversaries.
They are.
Careful. Someone's going to have a baby. She's going to be like, oh my God.
Oh no, it's over for me. Babies? Are you kidding? When my friends have babies, I look at the baby and I look at my friends and I go, you made this?
You guys made this?
Also, I'm not going to name any names, but this guy who is like he was such a Spanish, like, poppy daddy in college. And it was always like, I'm going to treat my wife like a princess. And we were always like,
Someone
I went to school with.
Yeah.
And we always joked about like, who is he going to end up with? Because whoever it is, she's going to be like this little Latin princess and he's going to treat her like, oh, everything I do is for my wife. Like that was his personality. And we were just like, who is he going to end up with? And he just posted his baby. He's now married with child. And that it is truly the most gorgeous, adorable baby ever. And I sent it to all my friends and I go, damn, we missed out, huh? Like, he makes amazing children.
He had a cute kid.
He has a cute kid. So,
well, how I relate to this conversation is my dogs are turning one this week.
The puppies are one?
Yes.
The puppies are turning one on October 17th, Thursday, when this episode drops.
They're one.
Where were you guys yesterday? I had a birthday party for them.
I unfortunately was not able to go because I had to spend the entire day doing my taxes. Because today's the extension deadline. Tomorrow's the extension deadline. I spent 9 hours yesterday going through every single one of my transactions to make sure that I like didn't get fucked by the IRS.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that sounds like so much fun.
It was one of the worst days of my life. I started doing it and I was just like, it was like 6 o'clock at night. I was like, I can't believe I'm still doing this. I was like halfway through the year.
You do your
just
own? Like, you don't have someone to do them?
There's a guy that does it. There's a guy like a lot of the people at the studio use.
Yeah.
Shout out to James. He's great. But I have to wrestle up all my expenses and all that stuff, especially because now I have to do like taxes for the business. So I had to basically, and I'm paying back last year's taxes still, so I had to work off an extension. It was not pretty. I mean, I saved a lot of money with the expenses, but I had to literally comb through I was going through Rocket Money going like, all right, that's a write-off, that's a write-off, that's a write-off. All right, now let's do February. That's a write-off, that's a write-off. And you have to like add it all up and put everything together. It was a real fucking nightmare. But how was the party? Because I would have loved to have been there instead of doing what I was doing.
It was small. It was small. It was a busy dog bar. But I really, I don't like having, I feel like I have no friends here and I don't like hosting events anymore. Like, I'm done. I feel like most of my friends, my mature friends, I should say, not you guys, but like are in LA. No, I'm serious. And like in New York, like I had a couple people show up, but I was like, Jared, I don't even know why I did that. Like, I was going to cancel because I had a really stressful trip back to New York from Philly because right. there was a really horrible accident on the road. So it took us like 3 hours and it was just like, and it wasn't good. And I was driving because Jared had to sit in the back with the dogs because we're trying to train Elton to sit in the back. And of course, he made it to the Holland Tunnel and then he got sick. And it's just like traumatic for me. So I was like, I just like laid down when I got home and I only had like 20 minutes to do that. And I was like, I don't even want to go. And I That's could have canceled, but I was also like, I don't know who's showing up.
Right.
Because I did it like so haphazardly. You know, I was like, I texted people. I was like, come to this. Whatever. It was cute. I should say we had a couple friends come with their dogs. It was very cute. The boys were like their one-year-old like flannels and they had like birthday hats and we did a couple photos and
the pics looked very cute.
It was very cute. But, you know, I'm over like, unless I host a wedding, you know, or something major, I'm over it.
You've been teasing it for a while.
My wedding?
Well, just that maybe.
It's going to be in another country. It's going to be sometime in the next few years. Don't worry, guys. You'll be invited.
Okay, good. No, I'm very bad with RSVPing. And then it's terrible because I always feel like I need to reach back out to people and go, by the way, this is happening tonight. Like I have to. Whenever I like plan events,
because
no one remembers unless it's somebody's wedding or somebody's.
And I'm like, grow up and write it down.
Write it down.
And the people who did, I love you. You guys are good people, but like, you know, it was cute. A lot of people haven't even met my puppies, you know.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. I do feel like, but when I do an event like that in LA where I'm like, I do have more friends who show up, and LA's flaky. I don't know. I feel like the cities have turned, at least in terms of my friendships. I'm like, wow, like people in New York are flakier.
Right. Well, from that.
Are they? They're flakier than LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they fall asleep and they have naps and they just like don't wake up.
That was one time.
Oh!
That was one time.
Pew, pew, pew.
I was in the sun.
Wow. But it was, I don't want to complain too hard because it was like, whatever, it's a fucking dog birthday. I'll never do it again. But it was like really cute.
Right.
You know what I mean? We wanted to do it for their first birthday. I didn't even do a dog birthday ever for Bobby. Like,
really?
No. He's a dog. Like, I'm not a dog mom. You know what I mean? He's a dog.
Yeah, but Bobby was Bobby.
He was the best. I know. It's really sad because I find myself talking about him a lot when we do things with the puppies. Like people are like, oh, and this. And I'll always like relate to Bobby. Like immediately my brain goes there before it goes to like these dogs. I love my dogs. They're the cutest things in the world. But it's really hard when you have that one special dog that like you grew up with, you know, like
of course, yeah.
grew up with as an adult. I mean, like through your primitive 20s and, you know, 60s, whatever age you are.
Totally.
Like it's just, yeah.
Well, I need to come over personally, and I need my own little birthday celebration with the guys. So I'm coming over, and I will bring some treats.
They're so cute.
Wait, is there an update on Foster Napper?
Who?
Your friend, the story about the cat napper?
Oh my God, no.
Last week's
drama. I'm really scared to check in.
Has the lady texted you back? Any paragraphs?
I didn't write her back.
Right.
I'm sort of like, let me stay out of this.
Yeah.
I know there's a court date.
There is a court date.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking her to court.
Mm-hmm. As she should. Don't steal an animal.
Oh, no. I'm on the side of your friend.
Me too.
She deserves her cat.
You know, I better start picking out which suit I'm going to wear to court. You know what I mean?
No, truly. Oh, my God. The court looks are really big. I saw Jen Shaw. You guys know Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She got her getting out
shortened.
Earlier.
Yeah.
For a second time.
Wow.
What?
She must be doing really well there.
Well, we did this video. Elizabeth Holmes and her are in jail together, and they're doing the Shawmazing ab workouts.
So funny. That was one of our best videos.
That video deserved way more views.
You know.
Just good to say that.
Because we, like, worked too hard on it. You know?
Literally. We did that almost a year ago because I remember the weather was like brisk.
Yeah, it was like we laid on leaves. We were like really outdoors. like we were in nature, you know, shooting comedy.
I know, and it's been a minute.
It has.
I've done most of my videos inside now.
Yeah.
And I want to be...
You want to be outside again?
Yeah, I want to be like shooting again.
I know. I do too.
You're like,
I do too.
Yeah, get out there again. No, we will.
I've been taking lots of Love is Blind notes because people send in requests and
totally,
you know, stay tuned. Something's coming today. Stay tuned.
More Love is Blind.
More
not
Love
Bethany.
Is Blind.
Because I know people are sending you a lot of Bethany. A
lot of Bethany. Yeah.
How many Bon candies can she buy?
Well, she fills her like containers. You know what I mean?
Which, you know what? Seriously, though, she is the size of this. Is her metabolism just an out of this world?
It must be great.
Because how much candy does she consume?
Right.
I don't know. To be literally this. I it's always amazes me because I want all the Bon candy, but
Bon. We went to Bon. We shot a video. We never put it out.
Do you want to go today?
No.
Okay.
I can't.
I'll edit the video. You're right.
Yeah. Edit the video.
I'll edit the video.
We tasted the Bon. It was a legit tasting Big Wig Bites video.
All right. We're putting it out today.
Okay. Great. I love
it. Putting it out.
All right. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back. We got a lot to catch up on. There's a lot in the pop culture world.
Definitely. Hey, Big Wig, so welcome back. We got some breakup news.
Breaking breakup news.
You know, I hate to say it, but I saw this one. I saw it coming.
You did.
Jason Tartrick and Kat Stickler. Jason, who we know from The Bachelor, who was with Caitlin Bristow.
Yes.
And as soon as he got with Kat Stickler, I said they kind of look like siblings, but it's hot. Siblings are dating. I'm not sure. He was dating Kat Stickler, who you guys know. She's really funny mom content slash just like funny influencer. And
I feel like they just got to, I just saw the announcement of them dating.
Dating.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first post? And I don't want to hate on them too much, but it's on the level of.
You don't like the, she doesn't like how public people get like so soon. Yeah.
I think it's too soon. And when I see these long posts, they're very heartfelt and they've only been dating for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're thinking, what is this love bombing? You're love bombing us.
It's like one of those things where, you know how people always tell you, and I need to learn this too. We all need to learn this, where people are like, people aren't thinking about you as often as you think.
Right.
Like, as often as you think about you. Like, we've talked about this with, like, posting stuff. Like, if you post something late or whatever, like,
who cares?
If you post a photo from the wedding this weekend, like, on Wednesday, no one in their right mind is like, why did she post that on a Wednesday when it happened the weekend before? Like, no one cares as much as we care.
Right.
So I think when people go public with these relationships, they're like, well, everyone is invested in this relationship, like, beyond.
Right.
And I don't know that we were. Like,
maybe I was. Well, maybe for them, I was. I mean,
they were hot. I was like, oh, good. They both found each other. Because she was always talking about, like, dating. I saw her TikToks and stuff. And
right.
I think he's really sweet and hot. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't work out. I love Caitlin. I think she's, like, great. But I was like, shit doesn't work out. Like,
I was sad about them. But I would see a couple people, some of our, like, favorite pop culture post about them and be like, this is not going to end well. And it is always hard. Like, I really didn't think it was going to last that long, and it lasted 6 months.
What was the monologue?
Okay, so for the first post, this happened in June. I see this picture. It's this hot picture of her sitting on the bed. They're obviously in a hotel room.
Okay, showing legs, showing cleave. Yeah.
Right. And to me, this seems like an intimate text that should have been between them.
He was like, nah, let's go Maine with it, you know? Not even story.
Not even story. This could have been a story.
Let's go Maine. Let's go hard.
I was just going through photos. This is what he posted. This is the actual caption. I was going through photos and I'll never forget this night. I'm sorry. I have to share. ... He apologizes for sharing. Okay. The day after our first kiss, Kat was supposed to leave town and I was leaving the following day. She FaceTimed me when she got on the plane and said, should I get off this plane and go to you? Is that too much?
Oh,
I should just stay on, right? But it would be pretty romantic, I think. What do you think?
Someone grew up with a 90s rom-com.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Oh, God, fuck off.
I told her to do it since she didn't have MK that weekend and she didn't even hesitate. She got all her things from the overhead. And at this point, everyone on the plane was sitting down.
She staged I have to get off this flight.
She staged an I have to get off this flight. Flight attendant asked where she was going. And all she said was, I'm going to go see a boy I just met. And then all the passengers started clapping and cheering. And she left the plane. And that night we had our first dinner where it was just us. I'll never forget the feeling I had taking this picture right before that first date night.
I'm going to meet the love of my life. Delta, let me up.
The fact that he goes, by this point, everybody was sitting down. As soon as she got up, she packed her bags. And everybody started clapping.
That's amazing.
Jared Freed coming in the comments. He goes, Jason, stop this. Some of us are writing, hey, how was your weekend on dating apps still? Chill. You know, I love love. I cry at weddings, but this to me,
TMI.
TMI.
Or fully made up. This sounds like, you know,
this sounds like a rom-com Hallmark movie.
Very, it sounds very made up.
Very made up.
Yes.
And I know this moment when you're first starting to date somebody, it's like literally the most exciting time of your life. There's nothing better than like falling in love, having a crush, being like texting the early,
getting the messages.
Oh my,
it's the best.
Your phone vibrates. You're like, it's them.
It's them.
No, yeah, like truly definitely the best feeling when you're both vibing with each other and you both are like, oh my God, you're thinking about that first kiss. You miss their smell. You're smelling your clothes to like check if it smells like them because you miss their smell. Maybe I should break up and do this again.
Unless
like,
you live in New York City, because when Jared and I first started dating, I do remember he called and left me a voicemail and I was like, he's going to murder me.
Oh my God, a voicemail?
That's way too much. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
A voicemail?
Yeah.
We haven't even like started officially dating and here he is calling me, leaving me fucking voicemails.
But secretly you liked it because you thought it was a little different. You're like, ooh, a voicemail?
It was different. It was different. Yeah. It piqued my interest. You know what I mean? Because I was in Maine with my best friend and I didn't have good service. So he like was worried because, you know,
ooh, this gets good. You were a little unavailable.
I was unavailable. I'm a good texter, but I went away for the weekend, had zero service. So I wasn't like texting back, I guess, or I wasn't getting them. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then he was like, hey, I just want to check in. Like, I probably still have the voicemail because I said to my friend, I was like, oh my God.
Left a voicemail?
Yeah. And that was the first conversation. I was like, this is like a psychotic person, right? Yeah. And she's like, maybe he's a fucking nice guy, Anna. And I was like, yeah, but maybe he's out to kill me. Maybe he knows where I am, you know?
What man whose early dating stages voicemails people?
Voicemails, yeah. What is he, 70?
Like, meanwhile, I could see Jared being like, hey, just checking in, haven't heard, and wanted to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, literally. That's the nicest of intentions.
She like really always texts back, like, what is going on here, you know? Anyway, that is too much. I support you, Jared Fried, in that comment.
I just read that and I wanted them to work out because they are so cute together. But I just saw that. I was like, if I were her, I would be like, you got to delete that.
Yeah.
That's too. Why would you tell people that our story?
I wish I saw that in real time, and you and I could have made a sketch of like two people on the plane being like, "Are they fucking? Is she fucking for real right now?
No,
are
like,
you kidding
like,
me?
Be so for real right
what do you
now.
Think this is you've got mail. My best friend's wedding, huh? What are you going? You're going to find the love of your life. You got to stop air traffic for this shit.
Right. I have to go see about a boy that I just met, and the relationship is over now. What I really, if you're going to share that much in the beginning, you best believe you owe it to us to tell us the breakup story.
How did it end? Yeah.
They said amicably split. Please. Please tell us a story. So anyways, I hope all the best for Kat Stickler.
I'm sure they did amicably split, which makes it even all the more boring and like unbelievable.
Like nothing juicy for us. Yeah. So they're just like, well, I guess we'll just be like friends.
So we'll tell this nonsense story.
So funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll say that's a great segue into maybe you should just start dating when you're over 60 because The Golden Bachelor, which we touched on a little bit, can I just say this week was real hard. This was a hard episode because one of our front runners, his mom passed away.
No.
And life shit happens even when you're on a reality show.
Yeah.
And this was like Joan last season. She left.
I remember that.
Because her daughter had like complications with her pregnancy or something,
right,
or the baby, and so she left. So when he came over and he was like, I gotta go, I gotta like be with my family, my mom passed away this morning, he was crying and the producers like told him, and it was like too real, you know. It was I felt bad for this guy. Everyone was crying, and then she was crying because they had just, it was almost like they knew, like they had just had their one-on-one date the night before.
Oh, and it was really good.
Oh, yeah. And like it was just, I don't know, it's, the stakes are higher on this because these guys are not here for a fucking social media following.
Right.
Finally, you know what?
They're not here to be on a podcast or to start some shit, you know, or like
start a brand, a merch line.
None of them.
They're like for love.
They have families. They have their lives. They have homes. They have grandchildren. They have had careers, you know, and they're just like, I just want to find someone to actually spend time with. It's so pure. It is so pure.
That's beautiful.
I know. You know, they teased this show for years and I was like, when are they? They used to always ask during all the commercials, if you know someone over 65, like sign them up to be the next Bachelor. And I was like, yes, like
definitely.
Because I do think it's inspiring to people who've either been divorced or lost their spouses in their later years to find some. You know, some people think like, what am I going to go have sex at this age? Like,
right.
You hear people talk and they were like,
no, it's inspiring.
Yeah. It really is.
So it like broke a lot of hearts because he went home and was she heartbroken? She was like, well, now what?
Yeah. But I will say, I'm going to, it's not really a spoiler, but he comes back immediately.
came back. Wait, so he dealt with his mother passing, did the funeral, and then just comes right back.
Yeah, I don't know how much time was in between, but on the episode, it was like 20 minutes. You know what I mean? But
he got off the plane and said, I have to go.
Yeah, he was like, there's a woman I love. Let me back to the mansion. Also, that's the best part of the show. These guys are fucking loving the mansion, which honestly, I think at this point in my life, I'd be like, this is a sick ass house. Yeah, they're grilling. They're doing cannonballs. Like, even if they don't get a date, you know, like on the other shows, people mope around all day and they're like, God damn it.
They're
like,
just living it up.
Yeah. I want to have my time with Joan. And they're like, there's an outdoor bar. Let's make cocktails. And it is so sad. So I will excited. Say when they do the elimination, this is what I wanted to say. They all are like, they're, you know, they're sad to not be picked, obviously. Four guys got eliminated this week. Like, it was a big, you know, that's a lot. And they all were like cheering for each other and hugging each other. They're like, bro, I'm going to miss you the most. Like, and he was like, I found love just in a different way. I haven't made friends as an adult in so long. And some of these guys I'll be friends with forever. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I love that. These experiences, I can't even imagine. They must be so cool.
I think you should watch it.
New friends. Well, no, I am. After this, I saw so many of our friends post about it and I said, all right, everybody's on the train, I guess.
I think you have like four episodes to watch. Like, it's not that many. You know what I mean? And you can really blow through it. It's it's like, they're quick. It's not like a Love is Blind where it's like, you're going to spend four days of your life up. Just like wanting to kill these people, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. You have my word. I'm going to watch it.
Guys, Dre's going to watch it. I've convinced her.
And
I've changed a girl.
I will report back. I promise.
Okay. Wait, this was the best quote ever. Mary Crosby.
What, you guys?
Speaking of reality shows.
Speaking of reality. Wait, what did I put down for Mary Crosby?
Mary Crosby tried to watch the new Roni.
We have two big quotes we need to get to. Yeah, tell us Mary Cosby's quote.
Well, you put this down. She tried to watch the new Roni, but she fell asleep.
This was on Watch What Happens Live, so she's talking to Andy Cohen. Andy's like, what did you think? She's like, well, Andy, I was watching it, and I was falling asleep. And it's... Andy goes, oh, okay. Okay. All right, Mary. And she goes, well, I was watching it towards the end of the show.
No!
She's like, no, it was towards the end of the show. So, you know, it was closing down. He was like, okay, so you started it up at the end. Okay, so the show is over anyways. Yikes, Mary.
I got to be honest. I'm with Mary.
No, the second episode gets a little bit, and I didn't watch this week's yet. But
I'm like two behind, I think.
The second episode, it was just a nothing fight. It was a nothing burger. And so we want some more excitement. Like, we want old school when they're all fighting for the same man, you know?
Like, you gotta look at the people who were put on these shows. Right. These women have it together. They have like good lives. They have good families. They've got friends. They're hot. Like, all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're trying to make drama from nothing.
And like, so. You look at the olden days, right? Yeah. The Dorindas, the Luann's.
They lost their husbands or they are divorced freshly and they're dating a bunch of men. Like, that's the chaos that we're looking for.
Yeah. I think it's like too wholesome for a reality show. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I will catch up. You know, I'm a couple episodes behind. I'll catch up, you know, make sure I have some caffeine in me.
Yeah. Don't be Mary. What they're trying to do, I think, is kind of showing just like the business side of New York women and how they can be such powerhouses. I think that's like the new New York is what they're trying to do. Like Rebecca Minkoff, adding that whole spin into that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like women with empires, whereas Sonia Morgan was trying to make a toaster of an empire, you know? Like, that's what we used to have. Luann is doing cabaret shows and having sex with pirates. It's a different level, and I think they're trying to elevate New York to that new level. And so,
but like, can I ask you, because you've watched other casts, other series of Housewives, like, do you find this to be just kind of bland compared to
what we're used to? Yes, because we're used to the
like
chaos.
Not even New York, old New York. I mean, like
the other ones.
Yeah,
definitely Orange County. There's a lot of marital issues. Like, women get divorced and they're now doing this new blended family and their ex-husbands have like new wives and that gets really messy. And then the women are talking about their situation and they're comparing. So there's a lot of marital issues that happen in a lot of other franchises. And I think
Salt Lake City also, missing. I watched some of that. Yeah. I mean, that was high stakes drama, you know?
Also very high stakes. They got the whole Mormon thing in there. Yeah.
The jail of it all. The jail. Jen Shah. Once the lies.
When you add a court case in there, Teresa and Jen Shah, like that blows it
Jersey,
to another level.
I mean,
Jersey's a big one, yeah.
Whereas in New York, they're like, oh, you didn't Venmo me for my Uber. Venmo me for my Uber.
What was that?
And she was like, Why should I have to pay for this Uber? That was the biggest drama.
You called Jenna poor. Like, what the... what is that?
I don't even know.
So, yeah, they need some new drama in there. The other quote I wanted to talk about is, it was on House of Villains and New York. There's a moment.
I love New York.
New York is talking to Teresa and she goes, I just want to have a word with you because I have always respected your hairline on television.
Wow.
And Teresa goes, all right. No, Teresa doesn't even know what to say, you guys. She goes, okay. So I just want to let you know that I came into your room and I dropped my bag off on your bed. And she's like, oh, you might be roommates. Well, somebody else is already rooming with me. Like, New York is literally trying to form forces with Jersey, and I love it. But the fact that she brought up Teresa's hairline on national television, like,
that's so funny.
That's wild to me.
The fact that Teresa didn't know people have talked about her hairline, is that something that was news to her?
Yeah, it's like an underlying thing, but I don't think she, like, brings it up. Like, nobody has ever confronted her about the hairline.
She's had it fixed.
I think she's got moved a little bit. And I do the wig. I accentuate it, but she gets it. Like, thankfully, yeah. She has a very great sense of humor. And she's like, I know. Like, I got a small... I'm Italian. Like, I got, like, the low thing, you know? The
widow's peak.
The widow's peak. And she's had it, like, change a little bit. She's had such great hair. Like,
so funny.
So you can't really get mad about it. But it is funny that New York...
called it out.
Called it out. And she just goes, all right.
Wait, how is House of Villains? Because I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it. I've only watched clips.
Got it.
Gotta get on it.
That's the thing, you know.
There's TikTok, so many.
The clips of it all. I know. Like, I've only watched clips of SNL. Like, the clips of it all make it like I've watched these shows, but I don't actually sit and watch the shows, you know?
Right. Because we feel like we've already been there. We've seen the major moments.
You've seen the hits. Yeah.
You've seen the hits, which kind of makes it
so
hard.
So God bless social media. You should hire more people to make clips, a.k.a. us. Okay?
I've had a lot of jobs and they're not paying recently. It's kind of been ticking me off.
Same, actually. Yeah. A lot of free work, a lot of events. Free labor.
I got this event about this like taco place. And they want me to go eat tacos. And I'm like, absolutely, I'll go eat tacos. This is fantastic. They're like, Michelin star Mexican tacos. And I said, for what? And they're like, just for the tacos.
And I'm excited about it. I did one of those for a pizza recently. And right. It was honestly not worth it.
I mean, it's for my people. It's for the Mexicans. And I want to eat tacos. But I'm also like, you just want me to go to this event. And,
you know, for that, you give us one story.
One story?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah. Come on.
No, that is. I see people do it. Because, they just like stop by and they're right. not. It's right. not like it, you don't right. have to go, you know.
The fine line with our business, and some of our business, this is obviously like a side hustle of ours, you know,
like
media
Instagram.
Content and Instagram. And everyone likes to say like, oh, you're influencers. It's like, no, that's like, that's a side. It's
I would
a part
love
of
to
us.
Be an influencer. I would say absolutely. Please make me an influencer. Dear God.
But it is, you got to be on that level of like, you're getting campaigns all the time.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the money is not steady. And I think there's a lot of people don't really understand that about the business, but. Mm. This type of content business. But it is crazy that like these jobs can lead other businesses to see that you're doing work.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to work for free a lot to get the bigger deals. But that's a misconception that people don't understand.
But to a degree, I think, because you've done a lot. You know what right. I mean? Like you don't need to post permanently for somewhere that's or give
not
them
necessarily
a reel
paying.
That's
right.
not paying you.
Now, when you see these stories of my taco eating, know that I loved it. Okay. I had so much fun at that event. Loved it so much. I'm headed there this week.
Love it.
What else we don't want to talk about? Lindsay Lohan, Mariah Carey.
You know, all the 90s dream goddesses are out.
Absolutely.
I saw Lindsay Lohan do her Get Ready With Me. Speaking of branded content, I saw her do that today.
Yeah.
It was very funny because it was like someone else clearly did her hair. She was like, this is how I do my hair.
But it was already looked so luscious and done. I go, who
she kind of took a comb and went like this a little. And I was like, okay.
Who's doing your hair, girlfriend?
I watched the whole thing. Her voice is just like, you know,
it's
captivating.
So it's so good.
Yeah.
I want her to do, I mean, I got to look into this, but I'm sure she's done audiobooks. But I love, Lindsay Lohan such an iconic raspy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the few. And, who's the other one?
I did a video as her once when I had strep throat. I sound really good, actually.
What did you do?
I did her as, do you remember when she did the Lifetime movie, Liz and Dick, the Elizabeth?
Yes, I do.
It was so good. I did her as Elizabeth Taylor.
Iconic.
She was like, take me to dinner. It's me, Elizabeth Taylor. And like, she was so good in that movie.
The rasp was used properly.
You know I love doing raspy people. For some, I don't have a raspy voice, but it's easy for me.
The way that I want one, Heather McMahon has an also iconic one, but she attributes to all the cigarettes that she used to smoke in college. And I go, is that true?
Taylor Strecker, another rasp.
Another rasp.
We can name all of our favorite rasps.
I know. I know.
Steve from Sex and the City.
Miranda.
Rasp.
Good rasp.
Joan Rivers. Rasp.
The best.
The best
really,
rasp.
Really great rasp.
Some might say no, actually. Some might say a little too much.
It's just because she just was never on vocal rest. Vocal,
I don't know.
She that was not in her vocabulary.
Shot out of a cannon.
Vocal rest.
Exactly.
Rested. Oh, well,
Lindsay
my
Lohan
God.
Was just, she's laughing at everybody because her new pictures of, I mean, she just looks 20.
She looks great.
She looks so young. I don't know, but she's attributing it to her skincare, as all the other celebs do. They're like, it's my skincare, sweetie.
Of course. Same with Martha Stewart. It's all their skincare.
Martha Stewart.
Here's the thing. I'm really excited for us because, Dre, I think we're like, we're coming into an age where all this work, technology has gotten better in terms of like,
oh, yeah,
the way people are aging and the work they're getting done.
Definitely.
Like, Lindsay looks great. You know what I mean?
She looks like younger than she did in Mean Girls.
If she was her age 10 years ago and had, we would be like, ooh, she's had like a lot of work done. We probably did say that 10 years ago. Like, she don't look the same. She looks different.
Right.
And now it's just so good. And the skincare is better. And the, you know, the fillers and the Botox and the plastic surgery, like the recovery.
Right.
It's all better. So I'm really excited to age at this point in my life, you guys. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Aging
money I need
gracefully.
To get to do that. I need money to age well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Now, this, have you seen Al Pacino's ex-girlfriend? They had a baby together. She's that hot girl.
I've seen the photos. Yeah.
Well, they're broken up because she's linked with a new older man,
who?
Bill Maher, the comedian.
Wait, she left Al Pacino to go to Bill Maher?
Yes, sir.
What a jump.
What a jump. Now, Bill is a little bit younger than Al.
Yeah.
But still on the older.
But also, like, just a totally different vibe.
Very different vibe.
She just was like, can I look at your wallet? I don't know.
Yes.
Can I see your bank account?
Well, Bill seems to be more relevant at the moment.
Bill's a
good jump there.
That's crazy.
Isn't it, though? But she
so
loves
he's like
her.
He's like Al Pacino's, like, stepdaddy now.
Yeah, would you want to be, would you want to have Al's, like, second sloppy
My girlfriend
seconds?
Used to date Al Pacino.
Yeah, oh
okay?
My God.
New rule.
I mean,
Al Pacino
I only date
is hotter than Bill Maher. In terms of looks, I'm going to say, for me.
You would choose Al Pacino,
Now?
Maybe not now.
He's 90.
Like, in general.
Young Al, yeah, younger Al Pacino.
Young Al, younger absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Noor Al-Fallah is her name. And honestly, she's kind of making me look at the older men now. She could be starting a trend.
Golden Bachelor too, Dre. You're gonna fall for some of these guys. You're gonna be like, okay, older daddies can be hot.
The thing with old men, they can't be giving too much father. I need still zaddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they still gotta have that cool.
I hear you.
I don't want to say Riz, but I'm not thinking of a better word. Je ne sais quoi.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
What is the word I'm looking for?
Like,
game.
They need to have, like, confidence or, like,
yeah.
They need to be a little, like, slick. Like,
yes, yeah, exactly.
Slick. Yeah.
You still got to have that. And I know that we've progressed.
Game is
so,
a good word. They need to have some game.
Because, you know, dads can just be dads. They're wearing the New Balances. They've got the dad jeans on. And you're like, you lost your game.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Bill Maher have the game? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get that vibe when I watch, like, clips of him.
No.
Like, I've seen him on, I don't watch his show, but I've seen clips. You reminded me of something. You know what I watched this weekend with my parents?
Yeah.
Will and Harper, the new Will Ferrell documentary about his road trip with his best friend, Harper, who is a trans woman. And it was so good, first of all. I loved it. It was done really well. Like, there are some, you know, things like, it's a movie, right? They had to make it a movie because it's interesting to see, you know, Harper, like, experience the country as a woman because she's done a lot of road trips in her past and, like, you know, is very successful TV writer. And, like, they met working on SNL together and, like, did all the, like, big Will Ferrell sketches together and stuff. So, like, they've been friends forever. A lot of SNL people pop in. It's
really
fun. Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah,
it's like, really fun. But it's interesting because, you know, the point is, let's go on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And see the country, and you can experience, you know, things you liked to do now that you're a woman. Like let's see what, and it's scary because, you know, going into fucking like a bar in Texas that's like full Republican and like you're a trans woman, that's scary. But when you're with Will Ferrell, giant Hollywood movie star.
Yeah, I think you're safe.
It's very like funny. So there are times where she does things on her own and they film it and it's very interesting. And there are some like cringy, like scary moments, but in the for the most part, it's like okay, but like your best, you know, they walk in and people are like, oh my God, oh my Will God. Ferrell, can I take a photo? Like, it's so funny. Mm-hmm. And he's so funny and very open. I felt like he was very, you know, you could see what it's like to be his friend in this, which was really cool growing up, like watching Will Ferrell. But you made me think of my dad. So my parents loved it. Like they really thought it was a really well done documentary. And my parents are very liberal people, you know, and they support trans rights and gay rights. And they have a, you know, a gay son, whatever. But my dad passed out for like a good 20, 30 minutes, you know, and we were laughing at something. And he comes to, you know, wakes up and I go, Dad, you're sleeping. You fell asleep during that whole part. And he goes, I got the gist.
I saw what I needed to see.
Wait, it gets better. My mom, that's such an amazing movie. Such a good movie. She turns to me like it's almost over and she goes, I love it. But I have a question for you. She goes, doesn't Will Ferrell have like a wife and kids? And I go, yeah. And she goes, how come he hasn't called them once on this entire road trip?
Great question, Lee. No, seriously. No mention of his wife? No mention.
No, they mentioned like the family. But like, I'm like, Mom, that's not the point. They're not going to edit together him calling his wife being like, hey, honey, how's your day going?
He probably did at some
Hold
point.
On, the cameras are here. Yeah, like some stuff has to get cut.
Right.
No, she thinks it's the real and raw, unedited version.
It was like
version.
The most honest, like, question. I'm like, she totally turned this entire documentary and made it about her. How dare you go on a fucking road trip and not call your wife and check on your wife and kids?
I mean, it's a valid question. It is. Okay, I will watch that.
It was really good. I highly recommend to everyone. Yeah.
Cute. I have not seen the commercials for that.
It just came out. Cool. It did really well at the
show. Like them on the road, basically.
Yeah. What's it on? I like different Netflix. Forms of... It's on Netflix. Okay. I just re-logged into my account.
It's
I was
really nice.
It.
It's just like about... Like, she came out later in life. Like, she didn't start transitioning until like her 60s. Mm-hmm. And...
Wow.
And, I think former head writer of SNL.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She was the former... She wrote for SNL for years.
Wow.
I forget what her name was beforehand the writer as a man. But Harper and, you know, wrote for like the era like you love. Like the Will Ferrell, the Amy Poehler, Kristen Wiig, you know. Kristen Wiig is in it. Like Will Forte is in it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Molly Shannon has a great part in it. Like part, I mean, like they play them, you know. They
of course,
play,
of course. They're themselves. Coming in and,
they, you know, they meet, they see them because they're on a full road trip. It's great. Oh, I really, it's, if you love really SNL, cool. It's good. And it was good to watch with your parents because it's like interesting to like see their reaction to a person who's like of their age, like a trans person, you know,
because it's I think harder to come out way later in life. You know, you have already an established.
Yeah. I mean, she had a wife for many years and has two grown children. And
wow.
Yeah. There was like more you want to see, though, I think, you know, like the road trip was cute. But I was like, wait, I have more questions because I do think like. It's cool for her to put herself out there in a film like this and like be like, Will, ask me anything. Like, ask me whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just a full open conversation between them.
Yeah. But it didn't go that. Like, it could have gone further. They probably had to edit it. Obviously, it's a movie and they had to like give you some Will Ferrellisms and stuff. You know, he like brings costumes on the trip and everything. He's like such a wacky dude. And I love it.
Of course.
But
well, as a special ode to SNL, this last episode.
Yes.
Had a lot of mention. So for our next segment.
It's like they wanted us there.
No, like it was kind of annoying.
Kind of like they wanted us. They were summoning us to come to be on SNL.
So our next segment, we're going to do a little, I don't know, our version.
Our version of a tribute to SNL.
Miranda? Oh, whoa. I thought it was, it's your pink shirt, you know? I thought it was my ex-wife.
Oh my, yeah, I love pink.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, what do you do?
Oh, my name, I'm Steve. I'm a bartender, you know, New York, born and raised. Go Knicks, huh? Go Knicks.
Oh, I love that.
What's your name?
Are you single?
You know, hard to tell these days. My heart is with Miranda, but I haven't seen her in a minute. So I guess, you know, I'm a man around town sometimes, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't seen her. Hi, I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my God. Wait, I've seen you before.
Oh, my God, where?
In all the movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Do it. Do it. Do the Legally Blonde. Yo, do it.
Well, no. I now my big thing is Lotus.
Oh. Oh. The Lotus.
No, but everybody does know me for Legally Blonde, so yeah.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Want a hot dog real bad.
Oh, yeah. Real bad. Hey, yeah. Guess what? I got a bar in Coney Island, you know? I got a bar now, and we got hot dogs because we're in Coney Island, you know?
Oh my
it's
God,
like illegal.
Oh, my God. I gotta stop by.
You got to come. We could do a commercial.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I will. I mean, I've been working with Hulu. No. Uber Eats.
Oh, congrats. That's like a big one.
Yeah, I've been doing commercials with them and also Maybelline.
Are you single?
I mean, yeah, but sometimes. You find me on a good day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, then I'm single.
Hey, let me ask you. Hey, let me ask you, Jennifer. Is it a good day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
I'm feeling lucky, huh? I got this ball here. You know, it's not a basketball, but it's close.
Are you good with balls?
I'm great. You know, I got a great three. Okay. I got a great 3-point shot.
Wait a minute. Somebody told me that we're famous this week.
Oh my God, they brought us both up on Saturday Night Live.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I wasn't ready, you know?
I was ready, you know. I thought, Amanda, did you see Saturday Night Live? They mentioned me.
Oh
maybe,
my God.
Maybe it made it to her television, you know? Maybe she saw me.
I hope so.
Thanks. I've been looking for my ex-wife.
Oh, you guys aren't married anymore?
Kinda. You know, not legally divorced, but like, you know, she had this other person, you know, Che Diaz, whatever. It was like kind of messy.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever been through that? Like that. Cheating and stuff like that?
Not really, but in the movies, you know. Did you guys have a dog? You had to split
up. We got a dog. We got a kid.
Oh my God, you had a baby.
Well, he's big now. He has a lot more sex than either of us. He's like a big, you know, teenager.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess he's like 20-something now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Brady.
I love that name, Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. He probably love you. You're like his type, you know? Do you like young boys? I mean, like of age, you know? I don't mean like illegal.
I was going to say. I mean, I went there a couple times, but they were all legal. They were so legal.
You should come to my basketball game sometime. You know, we got a lot of hot guys, you know, playing ball.
I would love that.
Wow. Yeah. So Saturday Night Live, what do you think of that, huh? They mentioned me. It's like I never get any scenes on the show. And then there you go.
I know.
New York's biggest comedy show, bringing Steve into the conversation.
I know. I love that. No, I thought they were going to give us like, I don't know, money or bring us in the studio, but they didn't.
You're
so
right. Why didn't we get the real deal?
Yeah, I mean, they had three of me in there. Ariana.
Who's your favorite?
Chloe. I mean, I love them all. You know, they all had big, nice titties. Well, I would say Ariana's boobs, that she looks so tiny, but she's got a great chest.
Great, yeah.
And Chloe, too. But I, you know, I just thought maybe, you know, you could bring me into studio, and I would love to be there. You know, did they invite you?
Fix your collar. It's bothering me, you know? I know.
Oh, my God, thank you.
I'm a man. I'm a good guy. I'm going to help you out.
Normally I show my tits, but
yeah, but this is a podcast.
Where I was trying to be a little bit, you know,
respectful.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So what did you think?
I thought it was great. You know, you got a lot more screen time. They just brought my name up in the conversation, you know,
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't that much, but the people who saw it, who know me, they were psyched.
No, but you know what they did say? They said that you were like their favorite, guy on the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not. What can I say? You know, once you meet a Steve, you know, you don't really leave a Steve.
Did you ever like Big?
Oh, yeah. You know, Big, he's kind of a character, that one. You know, we had a couple drinks here and there. You know, he came to my bar sometimes. But I wasn't like best friends with the guy. You know, Aiden's my friend. So it's like, obviously, I'm friends with Aiden.
I love a man that sells wood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was always a big Aiden fan.
Yeah. Well, Aiden's, you know, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. His dad, you know, he's got kids now, and he's always been a really good guy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I love you too, but you were kind of like weird.
What can I say? You know, I'm a ball player. You know, you got priorities.
Yeah, you were just like always busy, like at the bar or at playing ball. And, I want a man that loves me.
Yeah, you know, hey, you were on Sex and the City once. We didn't even get to... You had the handbag company. We didn't even get to do a scene together.
Oh, my God.
You look great.
No, you know what?
They should bring you back.
No, I do so many small scenes. You know, people just love when I come on and I just do like 5 minutes and I forget what I did.
Yeah.
I was on Sex and the City.
You were so good. You walked in on Samantha having sex in your stairwell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That beautiful moment. Oh my God,
crazy.
I love that.
Miranda? Oh, it's your handbag over there. I thought it could be her, you know? Are you guys friends?
No, I met Miranda. We got scones one day.
Oh, you're
lucky.
At
this place, Maman Bakery. No, but I was going to say, like, are you Looney Tunes? Like, have you ever been committed?
Committed? Yeah, let me tell you something. Those vows I said when we got married, I meant them. I was committed to my love to Miranda for the rest of our lives.
My God. You should try Zoloft.
Wow. What's that? Is that a dating app?
No, no. I just tried these meds for like sadness, like, you know, because sometimes I'll be sad, you know, when I'm like in between roles or something. And I just like, I just
you got any on you?
Oh, my God. I just filled a whole script. I got so many.
I'll take some Loft with you.
I got a couple in my brassiere. I'll give you some. But yeah, it really helps.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Hey, Jennifer.
I think you should. Yeah.
Are you happy?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, what even is happiness, you know?
I don't even know. Happiness is like cold. It's like a cold Budweiser, you know, on the side of the court, watching Patrick Ewing just sink him, you know? That's a good day.
Yeah, you know, it's like 1,000 pillows on my bed, and I took a gummy and you know, I'm talking to like 5 different men. And then I had a Coca-Cola.
That's your ideal day. That's a good day.
I had some sushi. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what else is a good day?
What?
When you go to the Brooklyn Bridge and you walk down it and you see Miranda and she's like, oh, it's you. And you're like, Miranda, you're the one. You know, that's a good day.
Okay. We got to find you this Miranda girl because you miss her so much and it's hurting my soul. Miranda, where are you?
Miranda?
Where, Miranda?
Are you here? I do listen to podcasts. She doesn't listen to podcasts.
Oh, my God. Is that what we're doing right now? This podcast?
Yeah, okay. It's okay. Anyway, thank you to Saturday Night Live, huh?
Yep. Next time, like, bring us on the show or something.
Yeah.
We're free.
We're ready. We're ready to come in. Big guns a-blazing, huh?
You know, I don't...
Think fast, huh?
Oh, my God. All right, I gotta go. I love you, Steve.
You know, Jennifer, I love you, too. This is nice. This is real nice.
Balls. Okay, Big Wigs Podcast, we love you. Bye.